we're starting another hour of Community Connections, and we're going to change the pace a little bit. And just a reminder, between 2 and 3, we still have an hour available. Normally, we're booked out for about 6 to 8 weeks, but there's been a death in the organisation that was going to come and talk to us. If you're part of a community group and you want to come on and promote yourself, between 2 and 3 this afternoon, we can do it by phone or you can come into the studio. But you need to be pretty quick. Give Greg a quick ring on 59-615-991. 59-615-991. Only too happy to promote you today. But anyway, we've now got with me Carol, and I'm really intrigued. I've heard a little bit about this organisation. I'm really intrigued to hear about it. It's people can get involved, and Carol, between 5 to 2 and 2 o'clock, will tell you some contact details as to how you can get involved. But I think it's an intriguing idea. So, first of all, welcome, Carol.
Thanks, Clive.
Thanks
for having us.
I'm Alan.
Alan, sorry.
That's okay. Carol, tell us a bit about your organisation, because I'm really intrigued by this.
Well, SOPAID, Australian Registered Charity, we've been in existence since about 2012. Yep. And we were set up by a gentleman by the name of Mike Maturlik, whose family was in the soap making business. He used to sell soap to the accommodation sector, and he saw the waste that was going into into the accommodation venues and what was being thrown out, and he thought that there was a problem and he was part of the problem.
So it was going to to landfill, wasn't it?
It was going to landfill, straight into landfill.
Yep.
Something like 5 million bars a year was going into landfill and has been going into landfill. Mm-hmm. He happened to meet an epidemiologist on a plane trip who was obviously into infectious diseases and was giving him some stats, like 1.5 million children die every year from hygiene-related illnesses.
We're talking mainly in third world countries?
We're talking all over the world.
Oh, all over the world.
Not just third world countries, but certainly that's where the problem is the worst.
Yeah.
And something like 3 in 10 people around the globe, when COVID hit, did not have access to a bar of soap because they couldn't afford to buy one. So by the end of the plane trip, they decided to set up SOPAID and get hold of all of that wasted hotel hard soap, recycle into brand new bars, and then distribute it to communities with hygiene education. That's the most important factor here. No point giving out a bar of soap if there isn't a reason for using the soap bar. Yeah. So that's how SOPAID came to be in existence.
So we're talking about when you stay in a motel or a hotel, you get up in the morning, you have a shower, you use half the bar of soap or whatever it might be, and then you leave and you walk out. So that was just all being, well, of course you couldn't reuse it, was being thrown out.
Yep, that's exactly right. And often the bars still have the logos on them. Sometimes the bars haven't actually been used and the paper wrapping's got wet, you know, and they have to change them.
Yep.
So most of the bars we get very, 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 very little use on them.
Terrific.
Which we love.
So then you've got a facility, have you, where you actually... I don't quite understand soap. Do you boil it down or how do you sort of reconstitute the soap?
Well, as I said, the soap is often hardly used at all.
Yep.
But if there's any debris on it, it'll be on the surface.
Yep.
And that might be a speck of coffee grind or an odd hair, you know.
Yep.
I guess there's a bit of a nick value with some people.
Yep.
But the fact is that soap is naturally antibacterial. That's why we use it. That's why it's so effective. And so what we do is we hand inspect every little tiny bar that comes in, and we hand clean every little bar,
right,
and by shaving it or scraping off anything that might be on the surface.
Right.
And then it goes through our recycling equipment, which grinds down the soap into a powder. We reconstitute it with liquid, which is water.
Yep.
And then it gets filtered at least 4 times, heated, and then extruded and cut into brand new 100-gram bars. And those bars are as hygienic as a bar you'll buy in the supermarket brand new.
Right. So, and then where does it go?
So we then work with community impact partners. So we get contacted every single day by organisations in the community who are trying to promote health, who are trying to prevent illnesses.
Yep.
And they just come to us and they tell us that they need soap. And we do have a little criteria in that the organisation has to have a focus on health improvement and health promotion. And then we go do what we can to support their programs, their health education programs, and provide them with the soap. Ultimately, the community organisations who are part of the communities know their communities best.
Yep.
So we never go to a community and say, can we help you? They come to us and then we are really happy to support their programs.
Carol, I've got to just take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Carol, and Carol's with an organisation called Soap Aid, and we're going to hear a lot more about it as we go through the afternoon. But first of all, Carol, how long have you been involved with Soap Aid?
I've been with Soap Aid for 6 years now.
And what got you involved?
Well, my background is in international development work and education and health work.
Yep.
And so when I came across Soap Aid, I just thought, wow, this is a fantastic organisation and it really interested me.
Yep.
And it just so happened that the planets aligned and I was given the opportunity to come and work for SoapAid. And I've been there ever since. So, and it's been a wonderful 6 years.
Sounds terrific to me. All right, so let's start to get into a bit of the nitty-gritty of this organisation. So you've the motels and hotels, at the end of the day, the maids go around or whoever it does and they collect all this soap. So how do you get it from there? Let's take the whole step. They're not going to throw it out. They put it aside for you. How do you get it from there to where you process it? And then how do you find out and how do you get it to the end user?
Well, there are a few steps involved.
I knew you were going to say that.
First of all, the hotel actually registers with SoapAid online on our Hotel to Hands program. So the Hotel to Hands program is our social enterprise model.
Right.
And they register online and then we work with them to help them divert their soap to us instead of throwing it in the rubbish bin.
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Yep.
They get training materials and we can mentor them and help them to work out how their team can collect the soap. So as a normal part of servicing a room, the housekeeping teams will go into a room, clean the room, and simply instead of picking up the soap and throwing it in the bin, they pick up the soap and put it in a little container. Any container, doesn't have to be a special one.
Yep.
And they then bring that together until they've got enough soap to send to us. And when they join us, they register on a portal, and they have their own dashboard. Yep. So when they've got a minimum of 15 kilos of soap, right, they jump on their dashboard and then they put the dimensions of their box in and the kilos, and that comes to us automatically, and we have a freight partner that services all over Australia.
Well, so you don't have people going around for the different motels. You have someone go and pick it up at the motels.
That's right. So our freight partner, basically, there's a connection. As soon as they register for a collection, we send them the labels that get stuck on the box, and then our freight partner comes and picks up that soap between 12 and 48 hours after they've registered the collection.
Yep.
And then it comes back to our recycling plant, which is in Dandenong.
Yep.
And so we get the soap delivered to us, and then we open the boxes and then we sort every little bar of soap.
It is a massive job.
We've got a great team there who does such a fantastic job, and we love them to death. We really do.
Yep.
And then that goes through the machines and we then get our brand new bars of soap, which are packaged into our SoapAid boxes.
Yep.
And then meanwhile, we've been contacted by community partners who tell us how much soap they need.
Yep.
So we organise then for that soap to be available for them to be collected. So the only thing that SoapAid doesn't do is pay for freight to send the soap to communities.
Yep.
Because sometimes if communities are overseas particularly, we can't really organise that freight. It needs to be done by the community in country.
And it's going to be a big cost to SoapAid.
It is a huge cost, and we just don't have the resources at this point in time to do that. And often communities are given some pro bono support by freight companies to get it.
Yep.
And so that soap then goes out to the communities, and then the communities then distribute the soap with the hygiene messaging, so that then families can get a quantity of soap, which should last them 6 months to a year, depending on how much they've asked for.
All right, so how much of the soap stays in Australia and how much of it would go overseas?
We're actually distributing quite a lot of soap within Australia. We have distributed over 1 million bars of soap in Australia.
Fair digger.
Yeah, and I found that certainly over the last 18 months we have had a lot more of demand, particularly in Victoria. And there's a lot of organisations who are helping people that are really doing it tough.
So that was going to be my next question. So can I just stop you there for half a tick? So you work through, I don't want to use names, and I'm trying to think of an organisation, but some organisation that, is it these, there are quite a few organisations around handing out food packages. So are they the sort of people you work through?
They are some of the organisations we work through. Yep. We've also supplied soap to Food Bank. who distributes all the way across Victoria to fantastic organisations.
Yeah, we know Food Bank, yep. Yeah,
there are other organisations, even Rotary, who put together packs like for Operation Christmas Child and backpacks for kids. So it's all about, you know, getting those essentials out to those people. Yep. We also work through schools too. And we find particularly overseas that targeting primary schools is great for the hygiene education and the soap bars, because those kids take it home to their parents and they make everyone in the family use it. So the education starts from the child and works its way up through the family.
So that's going to be the next, because I am actually a Rotarian, so I know a little bit of how Rotary works. But so how do the organisations overseas get to know you? That's the first thing. And how do you get them? So if a group overseas comes and says, oh, we need so many bars of soap, do you have partners in these countries, whether it be Lions, Rotary, or how do you actually get it from... Well, we're at your factory now, some group, and I want to find out how they found out about you, and then how do you get that? And I'm talking now particularly third world countries.
Yeah.
So how do we do that?
Look, it is by word of mouth. We don't have people in a lot of different countries because we are a very small organisation. Yep. Our website is great, and people sort of hear about us and they're able to jump on our website and have a look and see what we do. Yep. There are also connections like with Rotary and people who are actually working with developing countries and health programs, and they sort of connect us as well. So we get connected through a variety of different ways. And I think probably word of mouth is the one that really, really helps.
Yep.
We've been very fortunate in the last 12 months to have a lot of good publicity and marketing through television. And that, I think, has been able to really, really give a lot of visibility to soap aid that we didn't have previously. Yep. So we are getting, you know, requests every single day. And not just everyday soap. I mean, humanitarian requests, post-conflict situations, post-disaster situations as well.
So these organisations overseas are coming to you and saying, we need soap. So do they... The organisation, I know what I'm trying to say. The organisation overseas, do they put together a care package and therefore the soap's in it, or do they come to Soap Aid and say, we need so many hundreds of bars of soap, and that's how it happens?
They come to us and they say, we need this many bars of soap. And so then we work out how much, or help them work out how much they might need. They say, well, we've got this many people in our community, we want to provide them with soap for a period of time, and then we work out the number of bars of soap, and we can help them work out how much they need to give. But usually they have a good idea about how many bars of soap they'd like to give out to people, so that we then provide them with the number of bars of soap that they need to distribute.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
All alone.
talking to Carol from Soap Aid, and we're talking about it's not recycled, it's soap that's taken back and I guess reconstituted and remade the soap, and therefore, and then it goes out as donations to places that really need it, and that's what it's all about. But we did talk about before, we sort of got off the track a little bit. What I was meant was, when you send out this soap, I know that we've had the Wandon ladies come in and they do, I think, packs for girls, or I just can't quite remember the name of the organisation, and so they put together packs. So does soap go out as part of that, or is it all just going out of soap?
Yes, what you're talking about is Days for Girls.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and so yes, we give soap to Days for Girls, which becomes part of a pack that they make up to give out to girls.
Yep.
And we have quite a few of those organisations who are making up those packs, survival packs or hygiene packs, yep. You know, essentials, that we provide them with the soap, and so it's a component of a pack that they actually put together themselves.
Yep, so it does go out in both ways, just as soap or as part of a group.
That's right.
What about when the fires were around and floods and that, and they're making up, I don't want to take the credit for Roach, I don't know who does it, but some of them put together packs to go up to some of those organisations too. Is that one of the ways that Soap Aid get their soap out as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Any organisation that is trying to get essentials out, including, yep. I mean, soap is a really important essential, and for a disaster situation, hygiene is really compromised.
Well, particularly often. With a flood, isn't it?
Yes.
But with a flood, it's really...
Absolutely.
And very often, and it's very unfortunate, but very often in those situations, the person that... or the family that walks out, they walk out with nothing, because very often, particularly in a fire, and they don't know whether they're going to go back to anything either.
That's exactly right. So those essential packs for them, just essential packs to live, it's really critical that soap is part of that.
And I can understand that, because, you know, otherwise you get this situation whereby, you know, the disease runs rampant.
It sure does.
Yeah.
And, I mean... just by using a bar of soap, regularly using a bar of soap to maintain good hand hygiene, you can reduce hygiene-related illnesses by over 40%.
Yeah, it's
which
amazing.
Is phenomenal.
It's amazing that. I remember, I'm just trying to think where it was. It was in one of the Indigenous places up north there somewhere, and... I can't remember what happened, where they ran out of hygiene products or something for a month. I just can't remember the whole story, but the difference between when they had nothing to when they got it was something like that. It's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely. I mean, you're talking about preventing diseases like pneumonia, diarrheal diseases, even COVID, influenza. These are all things that have to have good hand hygiene to prevent them from spreading. And with Indigenous communities, trachoma is a critical problem. So that's an eye disease that people will eventually go blind from. So we've distributed, hundreds of thousands of bars of soap across Western Australia, supporting Indigenous health. In that state, as well as in other states of Australia as well.
Terrific. I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Sean.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to 2, 12 degrees, which we've only got one more to go. It's a shocker, isn't it? Anyway, we're talking to Carol from Soap Aid. Carol, there were two things that I just need to ask about. One which amazed me, that I remember reading somewhere that one of the early lessons of COVID was how to properly wash your hands, because a lot of people just went in and just sort of a bit of soap and they didn't bother washing between their fingers and all that. So I guess we learned a few lessons how to wash our hands, which I would have thought none of us needed to. But anyway, the other thing, how do you get on where some of these organisations, particularly in men's toilets, I presume the ladies' toilets are the same and that they're using these the liquid soap, so that would affect the amount of soap available too, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. There has been a trend in the last couple of years, particularly since COVID broke out, for accommodation providers to use liquid soap. There is a place for liquid soap, particularly in shared bathrooms and public toilets, where a bar of soap's not very pleasant. It would be sitting in a pool of water.
Well, you don't know who's had it before either, do you?
That's right. I mean, it is antibacterial, so you're not going to actually catch anything.
Yeah.
But for accommodation providers, it is the most environmentally sound amenity that they can put into their bathrooms. And is a hard bar of soap.
Yep.
So we are advocating for accommodation providers to not use liquid soap, to go back to hard bar soap. Every guest gets their own. There is no issues, you know, in terms of contaminated pumps, but also they're not using plastic, and they're not using plastic
pumps.
And
that's how the liquid's coming out into the organisation, is plastic.
Well, yes, and also liquid soap, in order to be liquid, has to have a certain amount of chemicals in it. Now, it also takes more energy to make, to transport, and to break down in wastewater. So apart from the issues of disposing of plastic and plastic pumps, liquid soap is not a great environmental option for accommodation providers. So we're actively trying to, you know, we hope that accommodation providers will actually go back to using hard soap, because it is the most sustainable item in their bathroom.
Sounds good. Now, just quickly, you've got recycle partners, or you partner with in your factory in Soap. So how big is the factory in Dandenong that you've got?
Yeah, so in Dandenong we're partnered with an organisation called The Bridge, which is a supportive employer, provides employment opportunities to people with disabilities and those who might have difficulty getting jobs, maybe new to the country or for a variety of other reasons.
Yep.
And so we employ staff through The Bridge to actually run our recycling plant. So they've got a big warehouse there, and they do work for other organisations, picking and packing work.
Right.
And they do, for example, a third of the country's bowel testing kits. They assemble
those.
These
are the ones that the government send out?
That's correct, yeah. So through The Bridge, we're able to provide employment opportunities for staff. They also, because they're warehousing and logistics services that they do, they support everything that SOPAID does in terms of bringing soap in and distributing soap out to communities.
Terrific. Well, so it's a win-win.
It absolutely is a win-win.
Not very often you can do that.
No.
And, you know, some of these disability organisations, because very often, and I came out of the sawmilling industry, and if there was an industry that is more dangerous than sawmilling, I don't know about it, probably mining. And I was talking to a guy once, and he employed quite a few disabled workers. And I said, oh, man, you're setting yourself for a disaster. He said, no, because if you train a person with disabilities to do the job, he or she will do that job. Whereas the smart aleck Australian will think, oh, I can beat this, or I can pull that safety thing off and I can do it quicker. And whereas a person that's trained in, with a disability, they won't move. They will do the job that they're supposed to do. And I found that fascinating.
Yeah, look, The Bridge have a very, very comprehensive program, and they obviously provide job skills for everybody, and the job skills are absolutely tailor-made to the particular job that they're doing.
Yep. And the person.
And the individual, yeah. So, and they're very good with that. So we don't have any issues around workplace health and safety, because they are trained by Bridge personnel. They often have supported employers who work with with them as well. So depending on, you know, whether the person is able-bodied or not. They absolutely assess each person individually.
All right, we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and Carol's going to give you some contact details and find out just what you can do, what part you could play in it. So get your paper and pencil ready and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections. I've been talking to Carol. Now, we've been talking about soap aid, and I think, look, this is a bit of a win-win situation. It saves soap and all that going into hard waste, and we know we're running out of areas to plonk the hard waste and anything we can save. And it's also not only, like, a lot of us just go down the street and buy soap when we can, but we've got to realise and remember there are a lot of people that can't. They just don't have the finances. Some of them live in the Yarra Valley and some of them live overseas in third world countries. So anything we can do to save stuff going to landfill and also people some money, I think it's got to be a terrific idea. So we've heard all about soap aid. If you want to hear more about it, Carol's going to tell you now exactly how you can find out.
Well, the first thing everyone can do is actually go onto our website, www.soapaid.org, and you can see on there all of the things that we do. And
now, a couple of things. Can I just ask you on that? I don't like cutting across you. Is it SoapAid, A-I-D or A-I-D-E?
A-I-D.
Dot org, no A-U.
No A-U.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep. And so have a look on there. If you'd like to help SoapAid out or partner with SoapAid, you can go on that website and you'll be able to click on a link that will take you to a little email and that will come to us. And so if you're an accommodation provider, we would love to be able to partner with you to access your hard soap. Doesn't matter how much soap you've got, even if you're a one-bedroom Airbnb, we still want to get your soap. So please come and talk to us about that. You can send an email to save@soapaid.org. That's save@soapaid.org. And that will come directly to myself or my colleague Sarah, and we'll be able to give you more information about our Hotel to Hands recycling program.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, yes, yeah. Absolutely. So look us up on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn.
And they just SoapAid or...?
SoapAid, yep, exactly. If you'd like to help us out with a donation, we're obviously, you know, we're a small charity and we rely on donations from supporters. You can also go onto our website and there's a link there where you can donate if you'd like to do that as well.
Sounds very good. So there's heaps of ways that you get involved. You can partner with them and collect the soap for them. You don't actually need people to go out to the motels and that to collect it, do you?
No. We can come and collect it off you through our freight partner.
Yep. So that'll be collected. So if you're, and I know we've got a couple of motels listening because I know one of them that contacts me from time to time. So, hey, best you get into it and get rid of your soap. Instead of sending it down to landfill, you can donate it to SoapAid and they'll come and get it. But if you're listening today and you don't own a motel, there you could. I'd get on to 3ws.soapaid.org. It's one word, SoapAid, isn't it?
It is, yep.
Or look them up on Facebook and see how you can do to help them. Or you can send an email to...
save@soapaid.org.
Carol, I think it's a terrific opportunity. We have mentioned a couple of times about Rotary. Do you get any donations from, and I'm talking mainly money now, from Rotary at all?
We're talking to a few Rotary clubs about the possibility of some donations. And look, originally SoapAid started with a partnership with Rotary. So, you know, there's a long-standing partnership with Rotary and we love all the Rotarians. They've been so supportive with us in the past. And so at the moment, yes, we're looking for any opportunity that we can to raise some funds.
And while I talk about Rotary, that's just because I'm in Rotary, but we should also acknowledge Lions. They're another great supporter of the community. So, try and find out more about SoapAid. I mean, there are not many things where it's a win-win. You're saving the environment. We all keep talking about that. And this is not going to cost the motel or hotel person anything. In fact, it's going to save you, isn't it?
It is a subscription program.
Yep.
Because the Hotel to Hands program is our social enterprise model. So yep. There is a small cost per room per year to partner on the program.
Right.
And you get a little package of benefits for that. And we also pick up the soap. But apart from that, it's a low cost program and it's all tax deductible.
Well, you can't do much better than that with tax time. All organisation, nobody's going to do anything illegal, but everybody likes to try and minimise their tax. I think it was Packer that said, I'm not going to cheat on my income tax, but I'm not going to pay any more than what I've got to pay because you blokes waste it. I think that was how it went. Carol, look, we've got about half a minute before we need to go. Is there anything else you'd like to mention to us just before we go?
I think soap is such a fundamental requirement for a person's dignity.
Absolutely.
And to be able to get soap to people who don't have it is so incredibly important. So every little soap bar that is used by an accommodation provider is 100% recyclable. That is quite an amazing thing. So a full circular economy program that actually is able to help save people's lives, and we would love to get the support of anyone who thinks that they might be able to help us.
It sounds like a terrific... In fact, it's almost so simple, you wonder why it hasn't been going for 50, 60 years, don't you? So it's almost that. So it took two guys. Are they still involved in the organisation, or have they both moved on to other things?
One has moved on to other things, but we still have a lot of contact with him. He's still a health advisor for us.
Right.
And the other person is absolutely involved, the founder. Yes, he's the chairperson of Soap Aid at the moment. That rotates, obviously.
Yep.
He may not always be that person.
Yep.
But, yeah, so they love Soap Aid. They're very passionate about it.
Yeah, it's amazing that two people sitting on a plane talking a conversation can almost change a world, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
It's just unbelievable. All right, look, Carol, unfortunately I've got to go. The 2 o'clock news is just about there. The 3 W's. soapaid.org, or if you'd like to send Carol an email to tell her that you want to get involved, save@soapaid.org, or if you're an organisation that's looking to at the end of the financial year to donate a bit of money, give them a yell. Thanks very much, Carol.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks.